Welcome to Transformation Church Podcast. We are excited that you tuned in. Today's message is Why Water Baptism. Pastor Mike will explain what obedience looks like through this public declaration. So from wherever you're listening, we hope you're encouraged by this week's message.
Man, I am so glad that you guys are here today. If you can't tell, we are fired up. Because today is Flood Sunday. Pastor Mike, what is Flood Sunday? You guys are screaming, yelling, wearing all the same t-shirts. What is happening here? We've been in a series called Grace Like a Flood. And this has been probably the most revolutionary series we've ever done because it's talking about the grace of God. And we say that stuff and we're like, nothing but the grace of God, but we don't really understand it. Most of us don't have a real revelation that what Christ did was not something that we have to earn for the rest of our life. It's something that we have to receive and live out of that knowledge. See, the grace of God is the unmerited, unearned, undeserved favor and kindness of God. There's nothing you did except believe in this gift that God gave you. And we've had 4 weeks of washing religion off of us. Because some of us were born into it. Like, we came into families where it was just like, it's heaven or hell. You either do everything right or you're going to hell. That was basically the gospel. But it like took Jesus out of it. Like if you read the Bible, it tells us all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But and we know the wages of sin is death. But it's like we stop at that part of the scripture. The rest of the scripture says, but the free gift of God. Now, how many of us like free gifts? Now, come on now. I don't care how rich you are. A free gift? The free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. And that's what we call amazing grace. And so we've been in 4 weeks of this series, and the series is not over. I still got 3 more messages in this series that's gonna make your eyebrows peel off. No, I'm serious. These next 3 crazy. But I thought we would take a pause in this series and give people who have received the grace of God. Really, not just I said the prayer and I walked the line and I'm saved because I just don't want to go to hell. Not that. Like really received what God has done for them. Give them an opportunity to make the next step in their salvation through water baptism. So what we did is we took a whole Sunday. This is my message right now. If you're looking for something else, you ain't getting it today. Because in about 20 minutes, we're going outside. And there's 40 plus people who've already signed up and said, you know what? I made it official. Oh, y'all can do better than that. I'm going to go public. And so at this church, our vision is to represent. What would be better than on one of the hottest days of the summer? Well, it's spring. It really is summer, though. In the hottest days of spring, go outside and get uncomfortable and watch people come to life in Christ. Yeah. And I know you came in just to get your 3 points in a poem and go about your religious duties this week. But for some people, they can't go another day without acknowledging what Christ did for them and identifying with that thing. And so today, we are going to see people come alive in Christ. But I would think it would be not wise of us to give some explanation to what we're going to do, because the Bible tells us in all you're getting, get an understanding. And there's too many believers just doing stuff. They don't even know why they're doing it. This is what we're doing? Yeah, okay. And then there's 2 problems with that, because you can never give it to anybody else if you don't understand it. And then you can be led astray because you don't know. You've never studied to show yourself approved. You don't know what the truth is. And so what is the truth? It's the word of God. We anchor back to the word of God. If you ever hear me teaching something that's off and goes against the word of God, get up out of here. Do you hear what I'm saying? Because if it's not the word of God, then it's just made up opinion. But this thing is going to bring us life. And so I titled today's talk, because it's not going to be a whole message because they only gave me like 15 minutes. So I'm going to title today's talk, Why Water Baptism? If we could just answer the question, why, then I think a lot of people would move past their fears, their insecurities, that their hair might get wet, and would really take the step and get baptized. And my prayer today is that every person who has received salvation, received the free gift of God, would take the next step on your journey and get baptized with water. Now, Pastor Mike, I was 3 years old, and I got pictures. I was baptized with water. They came, they sprinkled me. And there's so many different ways and all this other stuff. The only problem is you didn't know what you were doing then. You had no understanding. And all you're getting, and there's other religions that believe, like, you got to get your kid baptized immediately because then they'll go to heaven and all that. That's nowhere in the scriptures. What God wants you to do is have an understanding to what you're doing. So today I'm going to try to give you an understanding in a very short amount of time. So we're going to school. Y'all got to stay with me so that we can get through this and they don't cut my mic off, okay? But as I was thinking about this, I get cultural references. Like, I'm in the world, but I'm not of it. So I recognize things that happen. And when I was thinking, how do I represent baptism? I went back to 2014 Super Bowl. And the Seahawks were in the Super Bowl. And the Seahawks have a running back at the time named Marshawn Lynch. And Marshawn Lynch, he was beast mode on the field. But he didn't like to talk a lot. And so they were doing an interview with hundreds of people. And he was literally on the podium not answering anybody's questions. And so after about 6 questions, he walks off the podium. And everybody's upset and frustrated. And Deion Sanders, primetime, Dallas Cowboys championship. Excuse me. I don't know where that came from. Came from my spirit. It's been so long since we won anything. Just got to go back. But he was standing off the side of the stage, and he asked him, he said, it just seems like you don't like to talk that much. And he had a one-sentence response. He said, I'm just about that action. And for everybody who doesn't understand, they're like, what? He's just about that action. Okay, let me break that down. What that means is he would rather act on something then talk about it. And so when I thought about what should be the title of my water baptism thought, because y'all know I couldn't just why water baptism. You know I can't just do it like that. So the subtitle of this message is I'm about that action. Y'all like that? I see you in the back. You like that. You're a Seahawks fan, okay? Somebody say, I'm about that action. Some of you are like, oh my God, that's Ebonics. I would never say that. Okay. But this is what I want you to understand, that baptism is about an action that identifies us with what we believe. Let me say it a different way. Baptism is the deed that expresses what we believe. And so after we recognize what God has done for us, baptism is an action of obedience. Point one. Baptism is an action of obedience. What you got to realize is that when Jesus was on this earth, they recorded almost everything that he said from about 5 different people's opinions, a lot in the Gospels, and then it goes on through the New Testament. And one of the last things recorded that Jesus ever said, now, this is his goodbye speech. Okay, this is the last thing he ever gets to say on the earth to his 11 disciples at the time. And look what he says in Matthew 28:19. He says, guys, huddle up. Last instructions. I want everybody to go. Everybody say go.
Go.
And then he says, I want you to make disciples of all nations, baptizing. Like I want everybody to see, out of everything he can say, he said, he could have said, I want you to go, make disciples, and build churches. He said, I want you to go. I want you to make disciples and make sure everybody has like a chain with my face on it, like a Jesus piece. Call it Jesus pieces. He didn't say that. What did he say? I want you to go make disciples of all nations. What did he say? Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He basically tells his disciples, y'all, I know I said a lot this past 3 years, and if you don't remember everything that I say, it's okay. Try to tell them everything that you remember. But make sure once they start believing and they want to follow me and they want to be my disciple, it's not enough for them to just believe it in their head. I want it to drop down to their heart. And when something drops down to your heart, there's always corresponding action with it. So I want to see the inward work manifest in an outward declaration. So that's what baptism is. If Jesus really is what you say he is, he my Lord, he my Savior, he my everything, he my boyfriend, he my... Because you know everybody just... If he's really that, be about that action. Like, let's stop talking about it. Have you ever been in school, and this is bad, so don't do this, but I went to a public school, and they used to fight sometimes. And I hated the fights where they wouldn't do nothing. Bro, get off me, bro, get off me, bro, get off me, bro, get off me, bro, get off. And then somebody would yell, stop talking about it. Be about like that. And then they would want somebody to throw a punch, and then a school teacher or somebody would come around and they would never really fight. But that's like many believers, that we talk about following the Bible and we talk about our example in Jesus, but we never actually get around to not doing what he said. Transformation Church is not a church that just uses the message of the Bible. We use the method of the Bible. And there's too many churches out here using the message, but they do whatever they want. And this is the last instruction of Jesus. Go make disciples, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. So baptism, first point, is an action of obedience. Second point, baptism is an action of identification. See, you are identified with Christ when you were baptized. And this started back in the day. There was a man named John. And John, he was like the first evangelist. Like John would go around and he would just stop in places and start telling people, like public squares, and would just start telling people about what God was doing. And it was so cool because 700 years earlier, there was a prophet named Isaiah. And Isaiah prophesied that there would be one. And he said it. He put this imagery. He said he would be like a voice shouting in the wilderness. Prepare the way of the Lord. And that's who John was. And so John would go to these public squares with all of this water. And all these people would show up. And this is the crazy thing. He only had one message with 3 points, and it never changed. And people kept showing up. Just think about me having one message. 52 weeks out of the whole year, I'm preaching one message with the same 3 points. And people kept coming. And let me tell you his message. I wish I could do this one day. Good morning, church. Hallelujah. Got the same message as I had yesterday. Point one. Repent. Yep, turn from whatever you're doing that's not like God. Just turn from that, because that's all the word means is turn. We make it so deep, but if you're going the wrong way and you're doing things wrong, just turn. Repent. And then the second point, write this down on your tablets. Turn to God. Don't just turn to anything, because a lot of times we can turn to other stuff. We say we repent, but we turn to a relationship. We say we repent and we're not doing this, but then we turn to money or we turn. He said, repent first, turn, but let me give you some more specific directions. Turn to God. Yeah. Point three, get baptized. That was his whole message. And thousands of people, every time he did this, were getting baptized. But there was a funny thing about this word, because in the original Greek, the word is baptizo. And this word was a cultural word. It wasn't a spiritual word first. It was a cultural word. So I want you to imagine this. They're down at the riverbank, or they're down at the ocean, and John steps in the water about waist deep. He says his message. But as people are watching, there are people at this riverbank washing their clothes. There's people taking baths. And they're like, will he be quiet? I am just trying to. Oh, my God. I want you to think, they didn't have any, this was the public body of water. And he's telling them to do what they're already doing. Because the word baptizo, let me tell you, means to immerse, to cleanse by dripping or submerging, to wash, to make clean with water, to wash oneself, to bathe. So just imagine in their unspiritual, natural minds, there's a guy standing out there saying, repent, turn to God, wash yourselves, baptizo, cleanse yourself. And they're like, what is this fool? I'm already washing these clothes. Why is he yelling, wash yourself? But this is what you have to understand, that there were certain people that were getting a revelation. And revelation, all it means is a revealed truth. It's there. Everybody's hearing it, but some people are getting it. And there were people getting it. And to be able to differentiate what baptizo they were talking about, whether they're talking about just washing something, because that was a common term, or being washed of something, how they identified that is if they went into the water and let John baptize them. Get it? This is where water baptism came from. So they said, either they used it as a cultural term, like, girl, don't worry. Tonight, I'm going to be, my hair is going to be baptizo. It's going to be laid. Don't worry. Like, either it was a cultural term. It was like, yo, I hear what he's saying, and something in me resonates with that. I believe that the kingdom is at hand, and something in me is saying, I want to be baptizo today. I want to be washed today. I want to be cleansed. And they would go out to the water. Just like many of you will in just a few moments, that you're saying something Pastor Mike is saying is identifying, my heart is beating, or there's something in me that's saying, you know what, today I want to be baptized because I identify with the message. It was an identifying mark of what you were leaning towards, culture or God. And I want you to see that that's the same thing that's happening right now. That God's saying, we're about to be off on the side of a street. Anybody can walk by, even your ex-girlfriend, your ex-husband, your friend from your coworker. But these people said, I don't care who sees. I identify with the gospel that is being told to me, and I want everybody to know it. And that's where it identified you with what you believed. Write this down, because this is so powerful. Baptism is a public declaration of a new association. And I'm telling everybody about my new association with God. And see, people, how you gonna be in saved for 50 years and never told nobody out loud? Now just think about it. If I was married to my wife but nobody knew, how would that make her feel? How would that make me look? Like, and that's the thing. Us being baptized today is us receiving the grace of God, but saying, this is too good to keep to myself. I gotta let everybody who don't even wanna know. Have you ever seen people freshly in love? And they're like, I'm in love, I'm in love. And they walk around and they hug and they kiss in public and they do all this other, because they don't care. Who's the same way that when God takes our sin, looks at all of our faults and looks beyond it and sees our needs and sent his son to the cross and wiped away our debt for eternity, and we're able to stand redeemed, righteous, saved. This is too good to keep to myself. That's why they call the gospel good. It's not you going to hell. It's God saved me. That's the good news. So what ends up happening here is just like this ring is a public declaration of my association with my wife. If I don't wear this ring, I'm still associated with her, but you don't know it. And because I love her so much, I want everybody to know it. And it should change our conversation. Now, I know you think I'm fine, but you better not step to me after you see this ring, because that should change the way that we communicate. It should change your expectation. It should change our, do y'all understand what? My association, when you see it, when you get dunked, it should change how people interact with you. It should check, because I'm going public with what's happened on the inside of me. And so when we think about baptism and these tons of people getting baptized, when John's saying, hey, I need you to identify with either culture or God, tons of people did it every day. And this is where he gets the name John the ding, 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 ding. And so imagine this. He's baptizing people. Midday comes and he's like, yo, I need to take a water break. You get it? Water? Because he was, okay, never mind. he takes a break and he begins to tell these guys, he's like, y'all, today is phenomenal. He was like, look at all these people who trusted, all these people who believed. Look at all these people who are identifying with the truth. He said, but man, y'all get ready. Matthew 3:11. It says, I baptize with water those who repent of their sins and turn to God. But someone is coming. Ooh, y'all, wait. He's coming and he's greater than I. And they're like, nah, bro, ain't nobody greater than you, John the Baptist. And he said, y'all don't even understand. He's so much greater that I'm not even worthy to be his slave and carry his sandals. And y'all know I don't do feet, but I would carry his sandals and I wouldn't be worthy of that. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Now imagine him telling his group, his baptizing committee, this story. And as he's talking, Jesus walks up. Like, this is what happened. And he says, a matter of fact, there he is right there. And they're like, oh. And they're like, what does he want? What is it? Is it over? Did we miss it? I bet there was gainsayers and naysayers and all this other stuff. And Jesus said, I came to get baptized by John. John was like, you, look at him. No, Jesus, you already know I can't baptize you. Matter of fact, you need to, that's the idea. You need to baptize me. He said, no. Look at verse 15. But Jesus said, it should be done. Now, either Jesus is our example or he's not. And if he's, would everybody agree Jesus is our example? Okay. So then Jesus said, when he's telling them, no, we don't need to do this. You need to baptize me. Jesus said, it should be done. Somebody say, it should be done. For we must carry out all that God requires. And this is the thing that you got to realize, that there's steps to this journey. After you receive, God says, hey, this should be done. This is something that God requires if you have the opportunity to do it. I want you to progress in your relationship. I want you to be baptized. And so John agreed and baptized him. This is probably my favorite part of the scripture, because I don't want you to miss this and how powerful this is. That Jesus did not ask us as sinners to identify only with him. By his act of baptism, he said, I'll never make my kids do something I won't do first. And so he identifies with us as sinners, and he gets baptized. He didn't have to get baptized. He was God. He was. Baptize him in the name of me, and me. Father, Son, and Holy. Do you understand? He didn't have to do it, but he did it as our, everybody say, example. And he said, it should be done. Oh, I feel the presence of God. And as we think about this, he identifies us with us. Remember 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God. Why get baptized? Baptism is an act of definition. It's a defining moment in your life. People that are about to make this decision, they'll never forget it the rest of their life. They're gonna say, that was the day. What's today's date? May 27th. May 27th, my old man died and a new one came to life in me. Yeah, oh, y'all better help me. This is a day of definition. Yeah, I cussed you out last night at 12:01. But today I use less words. Do you hear what I'm saying? Because I'm becoming a new creation. And what I'm saying is everything doesn't change. That's why we have to be transformed by the renewing. That's a continual process. That's why you got to get here and be a part of small groups and get in a life-giving church, because you're going to continue to be renewed. But something happened. And this is what happened to tons of people in the Bible. It happened to the eunuch, who the Ethiopian eunuch in Acts 16. He got saved, and the next thing he did, he said, I'm not supposed to get baptized. And he said, yeah, but we want to make sure that it's all good for you. He said, ain't that some water over there? Stop the buggy. I got to go get, what must I do? There seemed to be an urgency to make sure that I obeyed and I identified with the one who saved me. And he did that. The same thing happened for a jailer who Paul and Silas was in prison, and they were sharing the gospel, and a man who was supposed to keep them chained got free, and he got saved, and he believed, went home and told his family, and the whole family, Jerome, Kiki, John C., everybody, come on, we all go and get baptized right now. All I'm saying is, it was not a long process between believing and identifying with what happened. This is a defining moment. The last thing you need to know, why baptism? Why should you be about that action? Because this is an action of renewal. It makes everything come to life. Romans 6, 1 and 4 tells us that when we go down, we identify with Christ in his death. And when we come up, we identify with his resurrection. And then we have the power to live. You want to know how you're going to be everything God called you to be? You have to be renewed. Galatians 3:27. And it says, and all. Everybody say all. And all who have been united with Christ in baptism have put on Christ. Like putting on new clothes. Now, I don't know about you, but I like popping tags. I like new clothes. And God says that there is not a cleaner outfit on you than when you go down and you come up, you put on the robe of Christ. And then you may know this scripture, and now hopefully it makes complete sense. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man, any woman be in Christ, you put it on. When you go down in baptism, you get a new, not just wet, you get a new jacket. It's called Christ. It's a black label. It's a new brand. You can't even just buy it at a store. You put on any man who be in Christ. You ever seen an award show and they were like, yes, that is such and such, and they're now wearing Dior, and they're wearing Tommy Hilfiger, and they should see you and say, look at them, they're wearing Christ. Any man that be in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. When you get baptized, this is an act of renewal. So my only question, why baptism? Because I'm about that action. It's an action of obedience. It's an action of identifying. It is an action that every person in this room needs to take to say, you know what? I'm not just going to stay at this place. I'm going to do what God's word says, and I'm going to have a defining moment, and it's an action of renewal. Today, if you're in this room, I want you to get baptized if you've never been baptized. If you have believed and received the grace of God. Well, Pastor Mike, am I going to hell if I don't get baptized? No. Because we saw a man on the cross with Jesus. He was a thief. And he believed at that moment. And they didn't have time to go to some water. He was hung up. My jokes are just all bad today. Okay. But what was God's words to him? Today, you'll be with me in paradise. But you got the time. And you have no excuse, because we didn't cancel the rest of the service for this to happen for you. I'd be teaching another 30 minutes right now, and now you can go get baptized. What I'm saying is, the first step to this progression, I want you to get saved. Everybody just bow your head and close your eyes. If you're in this room and you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, today is the greatest day for you to believe. And I just want you to pray this prayer. I know you messed up, and I know that you've done some things wrong, but God says, I don't care about that. I care that you believe right now. I took into consideration all your mess ups if you believe in my son. And so today, with everybody's head bowed and eyes closed, if that's you and you want to make a commitment to Christ, or you want to rededicate your life, put it back in him again, I just want you to slip your hand in the air. Nobody's looking. I want to see it. I see you. I see you. There's hands all over this place. I see you. Glory to God. You can put your hands down. And we're a family, so we don't pray alone. So I want everybody to pray this prayer together. Everybody just say, God, I need you to come into my life and renew me. I believe you lived and you died for me to come alive. Transform me. Renew me. I'm yours and I am saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Can we give God a shout? Oh, there's people all over the. Oh, come on, that's the win. Hallelujah.
If God is transforming your life through this ministry, join us in reaching others by partnering with us today. You can give through our TC app or our website at transformchurch.us/give. And don't forget to subscribe to enjoy more messages like this one. Now go and live a transformed life.